But right now, it's time for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. And get more on the town of Hillsboro at hillsboronc.gov. We've got the mayor of Hillsboro, Tom Stevens, on the line right now. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing well, Aaron. Looks like we might be getting just a spot of rain here in Hillsboro. That would be very welcome.
Absolutely. Well, we're expecting maybe some thunderstorms later on tonight. So I think the steady rain more than the lightning and the flooding, but a little bit of rain will be good, right?
It would. Absolutely.
So let's start by talking about state-level things, actually, because the big story today is awaiting the override vote on the budget, which, again, state House members probably want to sustain Governor Cooper's veto. And as I mentioned, that's going to lead to kind of a longer negotiation. Already, we're into the new fiscal year. And for North Carolina, that means we just kind of continue forward with the budget that we had from last year. And any changes to the budget are kind of on hold. I've been talking about that on the state level, but what does that mean for local communities? What does that mean for local governments? And what does it mean specifically for Hillsboro, if anything? What's the impact?
You know, you're going to be speaking with our representative, Greg Meyer, a little bit later, and boy, does he represent us well. So I kind of hate it for our representatives who are out there working very hard, but certainly is a pretty, I guess, important thing to negotiate. As far as I can tell, it's not going to have anything that I'm aware of, kind of a major problem in any organizations in Hillsboro. That may be something that I'm not aware of. I know there are programs that are around the state that are waiting for some funds that they will not be able to get until the budget gets settled. I think it's mostly just not knowing. We do have a lot of state employees who work in this area. Certainly the hospitals and the community college are all very important. We want to see what's going to be happening for our legislative representatives. Both Greg Meyer and Valerie Fushi are working very, very hard on our behalf, and I think represent our community very, very well. But it's in many ways for most of us in town, at least town government, it's pretty much business as usual. So I guess we're pretty fortunate about that. I'm sure there are some exceptions, but for the most part, we're just cruising along and kind of waiting for things to happen.
And we'll get more on the state-level news from Representative Meyer coming up in about a half an hour. The thing that's happening kind of locally that actually haven't really talked about today yet, but it's going on this week and it'll be going on all next week, is a filing period for local elections, municipal elections for 2019, including the election for mayor of Hillsboro. Someone's going to be taking over for you when you step down. Jen Weaver, as she said she would, filed a run on Friday. You've also got 3 open seats on the town board, and all 3 incumbents filed to run for re-election or election in Matt Hughes's case on Friday. How closely are you as mayor following the filing and the campaigning for 2019, and what are kind of the big issues on the table for Hillsboro?
Well, following it very, very closely. I'm certainly very interested in seeing what happens. And I expect we're probably not going to have a real sense of it. If there's a lot more action is probably likely to happen at the last minute on the 19th, you know, around noon. And that's when we'll kind of see what the playing field looks like. It's no surprise that the incumbents are running, and certainly they do a good job for the town, and I think they like and doing that as their volunteer work and represent us well. I'm pleased that Jen Weaver has put her hat into the ring. Of course, she would, if she is successful in running for mayor, she would leave a vacant seat, and so that would be something that the board would take up after the election, probably much the same way they did when Brian Lowen resigned and Matt Hughes was appointed, and in a similar fashion that would happen in Durham when Steve Shule was elected mayor and left a vacant seat. So it's going to be really interesting. It's for 2 weeks to kind of know what the playing field is for the elections coming up. I haven't heard a whole lot out there, but there are certainly lots of folks who are interested in engaging this community. So just kind of waiting to see what will happen.
And every time we talk about the future of Hillsborough, it always kind of reverts back to a lot of the same questions. The town is growing. We want it to grow, but we also want to maintain that small town character. We want to keep it affordable and accessible. And of course, transportation is always a key issue. As more and more people are coming in and more businesses, you've got that additional traffic flow as well. So we've talked about all of those issues. Are there other issues on the table or kind of on the larger agenda for the town in the next couple of years that voters should be considering and candidates should be considering?
Well, there's not a lot that's going to be a big surprise. Growth, development, traffic are always the perennial issues. They're always of concern. They're always somewhat a little bit background for that particular reason. I think one thing that Jen Weaver has talked about in the statements that she's made in her letter and I believe in her interview with you last week is this notion of resiliency. And I think that's something that we're talking about on the town board. Town staff are very much looking at that. And that's sort of an expansion of emergency preparedness. And in many ways, it coordinates nicely with the climate change and also keeping our character. And so that overall riding of resiliency, we can expect weather incidents to be happening. We're dealing with the Valley Forge Road right now about how that gets repaired. And that could really disrupt for a year our ongoing budget that we normally do for repaving roads. But, we'll figure out a way to be resilient and recover from that. There's going to be certainly in the coming years some major development projects, whether that's Collin Ridge or the traffic. We need to be resilient, much like I think we're seeing the downtown kind of bouncing and the West End resilient when you have to overcome some plant growth like the sidewalk projects that we did. So the notion of resiliency is something that I think there'll be and perhaps ought to be a lot of conversation about from whatever candidates who want to throw their hat in the ring.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for more information on events and happenings in town. And Mayor, as we wrap up, upcoming events in Hillsborough that people want to know about?
Well, it's as far as town government is concerned, it's July is really quiet like it is in many of the places. Most of the elected officials are taking a break from regular meetings, but the only meeting we have this month is a public hearing on July 18th. It's our quarterly hearing, and we don't expect to have a huge agenda for that. That's going to be coming out next week. In terms of the big events, there's not a lot of those that are happening in the summer. There's always the last Friday, which is fun. There's going to be the first part of August, National Night Out with our police department, so stay tuned for that. What I notice is just the ongoing kind of vibrancy day in, day out, week out. In Hillsborough, just in the music scene, in the food, in the arts, that isn't necessarily tied to big events, but just kind of what happens. Thursday night, nice group blues group is playing at the Hot Tin Roof. There are probably three or four bands on the weekend on Friday and Saturday, and comedy groups, and certainly the plans for the new restaurants opening up on King Street are continuing. The Colonial Inn is continuing their construction. Matthew Chocolates just reopened on Curtin Street downtown. So there's this ongoing vibrancy. And certainly you see it when people are just walking on Riverwalk. So that's the thing I think is happening in Hillsborough, that ongoing sense of community and plenty of things to do. It doesn't have to be tied to necessarily the big events.
And again, visit hillsboroughnc.com for more information on being out and about in town. For more on town government, hillsboroughnc.gov. Mayor Tom Stevens, as always, thank you so much. Have a good week.
Thank you, Aaron.